Hey y'all, it's your girl Michelle and Nate, and you're tuned into the Christ Over Culture podcast, the podcast for Christian millennials. Y'all, we have the one and only Jay Mayo here with us today. Hey Jay.
What up? What's cracking with you?
I have to pause here for y'all Christ Over Culture listeners because Jay, I'm a huge fan of the Right to Real Love radio podcast. It's just poured so much positivity into my life, and it's really blessed me, especially as a Christian, single woman, just hearing you all's conversations. So I'm just so excited about the work that God is doing through the podcast.
Oh man, I'm so grateful to hear that. And I just got to make one correction of what you said. No fans, you family. You part of the community. You are a real lover. So no fandom, you just family.
Thank you. Yes, it is all in the family. So
yes.
Today we are going to have a family conversation, y'all, because we're about to get into the nitty gritty about a topic that Jay has talked about. I literally read about it from listening to his podcast. He shared a book. It's called Boundaries and Dating, and it's by Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Towson. So, Jay, if you don't mind, I want to dive into this topic so that we can really get to the root of boundaries and dating for Christian millennials and you know, kind of delve into this topic and unpack it a little bit and see if we have boundaries, and if not, what kind of boundaries we might need to consider. You cool with that?
Let's do it. I'm game. Let's get it cracking.
All right. So, Jay, I got to start out with, do you think that millennials, Christian or not, you know, do you think that we have boundaries in dating right now?
Most definitely. I think everybody has boundaries. However, I don't think that everybody has the right boundaries. I believe that boundaries are very similar to goals in the instance that we all set goals, whether we realize it or not. But sometimes we do it consciously and other times we don't. And it's the same thing with boundaries. Sometimes we do not consciously set the right boundaries, but we do have boundaries in place and we wonder why people violate them. And it's because we haven't taken the time to gain an understanding of those boundaries. And sometimes we just don't have the right ones in place to begin with.
So you talked about the right boundaries. What are the right boundaries from your experience or from people that you know? What does that mean?
So when I say right boundaries, what it really boils down to is getting to the root of the issue, which is the foundation. And to make it real simple, because I'm not here to complicate anything, it's all about where did you get the source of information that you have about the boundaries that you set in your life? Many times people get those boundaries from their friends, their families, they get it from coworkers, they get it from magazines, they get it from blogs, television, movies, you name it. There are a lot of different sources of information that provide people with the boundaries that they set in their lives, either consciously or subconsciously. But I think that the place that you get the right boundaries from is the Word of God. The Word of God is the original truth. It's the mandate that God has given us all. And if we set our life, not just our relationships, in regards to those boundaries, I think we've set the right boundaries in our life.
Jay, I think you're absolutely right. It's all about your foundation, because there are so many media outlets. I mean, pick one, whatever your favorite one is. I know that I've read so many through my social media feed, whether it's magazines or blogs that talk about dating and what you should have in dating and what it'll take for him to get you a ring, or, you know, if there are five ways, you know, he or she is into you. And also, you know, when to walk away from a relationship. And it's like, there's so many articles out here, which, you know, it's good to just kind of take in information, but those things change. But one thing we know is that the Bible stays true, and it's all about guarding your heart, you know, and having that foundation with God and looking at the scripture and seeing what does God say about me, and then kind of flow or create your boundaries, you know, from that, and having a conversation, you know, through your prayer time and through reading the scripture, having that foundation that never wavers will be a strong one as you're creating your boundaries.
That's real. I agree with you.
Yeah. So What do you think are the mistakes that a lot of people make when it comes to dating?
Dating or setting boundaries or?
Dating.
Okay, dating. I think people make the biggest mistake of thinking that they're ready to date when they're not. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the biggest mistakes that we make is thinking that we are ready to do it when we really aren't. So yeah, for me, I think that is by far the biggest mistake is just thinking that it's time for you to go out there in the dating scene when, to be honest, you aren't ready.
Are people too eager to get out there and explore? Or how do you know when you're ready to date?
You know that you're ready to date when you don't have a desire to date. And I know it seems real counterintuitive and probably seems like, what? That's, right. That don't make no sense. Mm-hmm. But honestly, it's when you're to the point where you're so secure in who you are. You're such a single individual, meaning you're whole, you're unique, you're separate. The fact that you don't need another person to complete you. You don't need to be in a relationship to feel like you are happy and fulfilled in life. But just being in your own company, being in your own presence, knowing who you are is enough for you. When you have reached that point, when the right person comes into your life, then you are ready to date. However, if there's another person out there who hasn't taken the time to examine who they are, they don't really understand why they're here, what they're supposed to be doing with their lives. They don't feel like they're happy and content and fulfilled when it's just them. They need other people around, whether it's friends or to be in a relationship. That is a person who isn't ready to date because to them, dating is their lifeline. For the other person, dating is just an option because they don't necessarily need to do it.
Yeah, now that literally reminded me of something from the book that talked about exploring your loneliness. And it's normal to want to feel connected to people, but it also talks about being comfortable, like being alone, you know, being comfortable, content, being happy in a whole person as an individual instead of trying to seek that in another person.
Honestly, I don't blame people for thinking like that. It's hard in a sense not to, especially if you live over here in the United States, because we grow up in a society where that is the culture. The culture is based on being in intimate relationships. That is what people base value on, is whether or not you have a spouse, whether or not you have a partner, whether or not you are dating, whether or not you are in a relationship. And there is a lot of negativity that is placed on people who aren't in relationships, who aren't married. And I think that it's wrongfully placed because honestly, the number one objective of any person, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're married or whether you're unmarried, is to be a single individual. And I'm not talking about single a relationship status, but being a whole, unique, and separate person, which is truly knowing who you are and loving yourself.
Right. And so I think that brings us back to the whole point of boundaries in dating, which is like if you don't really have a good sense of self or self-worth or even understanding, for me, it's been like what God says about me as opposed to what anyone else says about me. It's like if I don't have that foundation, it's easy to either not know the boundaries that you should have in a dating relationship. It's easy for people to cross those boundaries. It's easy for you to waver on those boundaries because you're literally trying to almost please another person. It's like, they're my lifeline, you know, I need them. And so you're willing to compromise on some things that you normally wouldn't compromise on in those situations when you're trying to get fulfillment potentially out of another person. So I guess it's a mindset, you know, as we're changing our mindsets and we're growing and we're learning more about ourselves and about Christ, then maybe it'll enable us to be more clear about the boundaries that we have for our lives and especially in dating.
It definitely will. The more you invest in developing a relationship with God, reading His Word, and gaining an understanding of what His Word says, you'll begin to see some of the things that you should accept and the things that you must reject in your life. And that's how you start to establish those boundaries. And then you just take it to another step or the next step when you begin to consciously set those boundaries. Because most people, they operate in the subconscious. They read something, they hear something, or they see something, and they begin to apply it in their life, but they don't actually take the time to consciously say, hey, I just read this book, and they told me that I shouldn't be sleeping with dudes on the first date. You know, let's say that's what a woman got. So she subconsciously is going to put that in her mind. Well, if I do sleep with a guy, I can't do that on the first date based on this information that I took in. I agree with it and I liked it. she didn't necessarily write it down and say, hey, this is a boundary that I'm saying that I'm never going to sleep with a guy on a first date. However, if you take somebody who really is invested in setting the right boundaries, they'll pick up the word of God and say, hey, you know what? I have to live at a standard of purity. It goes beyond just not having sex. There are certain things that I don't need to do. For example, let me write down some of these things. I don't need to be out here having sex with people. I don't need to be kissing in some instances. I need to be aware of the surroundings and the areas and the environments that I place myself in. And you kind of go down a list and you consciously know these are the things that I need to be aware of at all times.
So, Jay, what was your process in terms of creating boundaries for yourself while dating?
Oh, man, the process is probably very similar to a lot of the people who are listening here. I spent the majority of my life getting information overload on from the wrong sources. You know, I grew up as one of those guys reading Donald Goings and Iceberg Slim and the Tariq Nasheeds of the world.
Wow.
Getting a lot of the wrong information, and that coupled with the things that my friends were telling me, it's just a wonder that I didn't steer even further off course than I did, because there was a lot of information that I was taking in that was wrong. And, you know, just your response, I'm sure one of those or some of those names resonated with you. Mm-hmm. And you know that, oh, man, that's totally the wrong information. And that's why I wanted to give you that example, because a lot of us, we take in bad information and we clearly know once we get the truth that, oh, man, that stuff that I was taking in, that was wrong. And the thing about it is, if you spend decades, in my case, taking in all of this wrong information, the process starts with purging it. It's just like having a virus on your computer. You have to get rid of that virus in order to have the computer operating the way that it's supposed to. And it just starts with renewing your mind. Like you stated earlier, we have to change the way that we think. And one of the ways to do that, to get all of that old information out, flush it out, is to replace it with new information. However, the thing about it is, just getting information isn't going to produce a transformation. It's not going to produce you putting the right boundaries in place. What happens that will allow that to occur is when there's an actual conversion. Conversion is what results in a transformation, and all convergence is just changing your mind. So when you see situations or you read information and you look at it from a different perspective, then you start to see that, hey, a change is occurring in my mind. When I look at women, I don't think about, oh man, I wonder if I could hook up with her and have sex with her. My function now is, I wonder what's her heart like. I wonder what her values are. I wonder if she's a believer in Christ. When you start to see the way that you approach situations, the way that you think about things change, that's when you know that that process is really starting to actually work.
Yeah. And I talk about this a little bit on our website, is really, you know, I was getting information from several different sources as well. And I didn't necessarily know it was wrong until I personally went through a journey of, let me actually sit down and read my Bible, like with a sense of urgency or with a desire to learn more about God and learn more about myself. It's just like if you read any other book, like in class, you know the information for yourself, you have an interpretation of it. And then when you come into class or situations, like, I know this, I can pull on this information. I know my own interpretation of it. And you can have inform your own opinions on it as opposed to someone else's opinions being impressed on you. So it was the same way for me in my own spiritual growth over the last year. Believe me, I was not always there. And even it's a daily process because I'm not perfect. And I know a lot of us out here aren't either, but we want to be better and grow and learn more about ourselves. And so when I was able to think about, like, oh, okay, well, what does God's word say about certain things and topics and areas that I'm interested in? And then when I compare them, or not necessarily compare them, but when I do take in other information, I could say, oh, this is okay because I actually know the scriptural foundation, or I've prayed on this and what have you, and I can make an informed decision like, okay, this is something I want to take in, or I'm better able to discern like what's good, what's bad, because I have a firm foundation to rely on. And that's really been helpful for me.
I can only imagine. And the one thing that I want to share with the listeners is the fact that everybody's situation is going to be different. So I just want people to know that there is not one right way of doing it. There are a few different ways of doing it based on what works best for you. So for some people, it kind of just happens naturally. And I think that I kind of fall on that side of the spectrum is I wasn't necessarily seeking to discover boundaries based on God's word. It was just one of those things where as I started to develop a relationship with Jesus Christ, there were just certain decisions that I made based on things that I read in the word and other books that I was reading on dating and relationships that when I read those things, it just kind of clicked with me. It wasn't like, oh man, I was specifically looking for this. It was just like a discovery that I found. Then there's the other side of the spectrum where there are people who actually seek it out. Maybe they had a lot of bad experiences, or maybe they're just really serious about making sure that they have the right boundaries that are based on God's word. So they may actually go seek that information out. So I don't think there's one right or wrong way to do it. I just want to encourage people to do what works best for you. But if you identify that you've been taking in the wrong sources of information, then I think the first thing that you need to do is start changing what those sources are.
Absolutely. And you hit the nail right on the head. There's definitely not one way. And that's the beauty of it. Our relationship with God is different. And I'm just grateful that God holds us to our own standard and we don't have to compare our journeys to anyone else, except for, you know, we can share tools and resources and our experiences that helped us. So thank you for sharing that.
No doubt, because I think that's one of the things that I've learned over the past few years is that people believe that because such and such did it this way, I have to do it that way. Just because that person saw results doing one thing doesn't mean that you have to do that same thing. And once again, that's another culture-based thing in our society. We see one person do something and then we just feel like we have to duplicate it. You see this all the time when it comes to business, when it comes to ideas. Content creators, they do the same thing. They see somebody that had a great idea and then they go and copy it. It's the same thing that people try to apply when it comes to spiritual development. Well, I saw that work for them, so let me go do it. Well, that's not the way things work. Our God is very unique. He wants to do things differently with all of us. As long as our heart is in the right place, we don't have to worry about trying to mimic and do the same things that somebody else did. So just because you know what Jay did, just because you know what Michelle did, doesn't mean that what we did is going to work for you. You have to be willing to approach God on your own with the right heart, and your journey may be looking completely different from ours. Hold on, as I step upon heaven gates,
am I asleep or awake in my dreams? Well, Jay, I definitely want to continue this conversation. The next place I want to take this is social media. Do you think that social media plays a part in how we date and what type of boundaries we set?
I think it definitely does. I think that how much of a part or how much of a role it plays will differ based on the individual. There are some people who, I'll just use the term and just be completely honest, some people are obsessed with social media. So when you get in relationships or you start dating people who have that type of obsession, then there are going to be certain things that may rise up that can be issues if there aren't proper boundaries put in place. However, there are other people who maybe they aren't so obsessed with it. I tend to be one of those people, honestly. I don't use social media as much as I used to. So I don't feel like for me, that would be something major that I would have to approach in a relationship from my perspective, just because I definitely would choose my woman over Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or what have you, hands down. So for me, I think it depends on the individual, but definitely have that conversation. You want to know how into social media is the person that you're dating or entering into a relationship with, because it could potentially be an issue.
Yeah. Now, you talked a lot about your perspective and how you view women and how it's changed as you've grown in your relationship with Christ. Do you think that boundaries in dating or kind of our outlook on it is different for men and women? Do you think a lot of men, for example, are in the same place as you know, when you express, I don't look at a woman in this manner at this point? Do you think a lot of men are there, and does it differ between men and women?
That's a great question. And honestly, I think when we talk about living our lives Christ-like, the goal isn't for us to have men thinking one way and women thinking another way. We all should be on a mission to have the same type of thought process. So that's the beautiful thing about making sure that you are dating someone or in a relationship with someone who shares your beliefs and your convictions and your values. When they are in alignment, you don't have to worry about, oh man, this is a man, so how does he feel about celibacy or how does he feel about XYZ? It should be in alignment with what your beliefs are, based on the fact that the two of you claim to be believers in Christ. You came to be making the decision to live your life in accordance to his will and his word. So for me, I believe when we make that decision, the whole battle of the sexes thing, men think this way, women think that way, it kind of goes out the window. That's not to say that men and women don't operate differently, but ultimately our objective and the goal that we're trying to reach should actually be the same.
Cool. So, Jay, you talked about different resources that we can read, because I absolutely agree with you and our objectives should be the same. Are there some books that you would suggest that might be helpful for men and women to read to kind of help us along this journey?
Most definitely. So first of all, the book that you share, Boundaries, I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. This is a book that I haven't personally read, but like you stated, multiple guests on Right to Real Love Radio have recommended this book, and it's on my list of books to read, and I'm glad to keep hearing such positive things about it because I want to read it too. But one book that I have read that I can say will definitely point us in the right direction when it comes to setting boundaries in our relationships, as well as making sure that we're dating in the right manner, is a book by Dr. Miles Monroe entitled Waiting and Dating. This book, it truly is phenomenal. It's helped me along my journey. It's helped me through this process of putting the right boundaries in place, understanding why I want to put those boundaries in place, and understanding what the results that I can expect to reap by doing so.
Cool. Well, Jay, before we wrap up, I want to play a game with you. We play this with just about every guest on the show. We've taken a couple breaks here and there, but I want to bring it back for you. And it's called The Struggle is Real versus Keeping It Real. You up to play?
I'm down. Let's get it cracking.
All right.
I'm new to this game, so we're going to see how this works.
All right. Cool. Well, this is great, because then you can just be real.
Oh, yeah.
So how the game works is you have different topics and you could pick a number between 1 and 5. And if you believe that this is a topic that millennials or Christian millennials struggle with, then you say the struggle is real and you explain why, you know, whether it's a personal experience or just things you've heard. And, you know, you feel like, I've heard a lot of people struggle with this particular topic, then share that. And if you think this is something a lot of millennials don't struggle with, then, you know, this is what the Bible says about it. And then you can keep it real and explain to us how you keeping it real, how the Bible keeps it real. And that's pretty much how the game goes. And we'll flow like that.
All right. Let's roll with it.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and let you pick a number 1 through 5. Go.
Take
it away.
Let's go with 5.
All right. So number 5 is entitlement.
Oh, man. That's an interesting one. Oh, okay. So, like, entitlement in what degree?
Entitlement in dating, either from a man or woman's perspective. Do we feel like we're entitled in a dating relationship or as millennials in general?
Oh, man. This is one of the times I wish I could get a redo. I shouldn't have picked number 5. That's me keeping it real with y'all.
Okay.
But entitlement, let's see. I guess I'll look at it from the perspective of, man, that is a really good question. Entitlement. Like, I'll look at it from this way. People tend to believe that they're entitled to a person meeting certain expectations when they get into a relationship or when they start dating. And I would say I have to keep it real. I think that oftentimes people, they have these expectations. They feel entitled that this person should do X, Y, Z, when that may not necessarily be the case. That may not be something that is right. I'm really confused about the entitlement thing, to be honest with you. I'm not really sure what way to approach that. So,
well, let's go with trust. Let's make it easier.
I'm not good at this game. You know why I say I'm not good at this game is because I tend to be a person that works a little bit better when asked something specific.
Okay.
So when it's something so broad and general like that, it's a little bit difficult for me to kind of go off on one road or the other. But, yeah, if you give me trust, give me entitlement, and provide me with a little more information about what direction you want me to go, okay, then I can definitely run with that. I can run with either one of those topics. Just let me know what direction you want me to run the ball in.
Gotcha. All right. So I'll give you trust, and I want you to take it in the context of boundaries in dating. Do you think that millennials struggle with trust, or do you think we don't struggle with trust? And if we do, why? And if we don't, why not? Take it away.
Okay, cool. So I think that, let's see, do I think people tend to struggle with this or not? I know for a fact that people think that men tend to struggle with trust, and I think some people tend to think that women struggle with trust, but ultimately, I don't think it's an issue from the perspective of if those people understand who they are, if they're entering into a relationship for the right reasons, if those people have done their due diligence, gain an understanding of what each other's beliefs, convictions, and values are, then trust shouldn't be an issue. I think trust is only an issue for people who don't take the time to stop and examine and have conversations before entering into a relationship or before they start to get really serious in the dating phase. So for me, I don't think trust is an issue if you do things the right way, but it can definitely be an issue if people don't.
Cool. All right. We'll do one more and I'll let you pick any number. You have 1 through 3 left.
Okay, cool. Because I'm definitely about to pick 5 again.
Hey, that's real. Keeping it real.
I don't think I'm going to go with 1 because I saw what happened the last time. I went all the way on the other end of the spectrum. So I'm going to keep it in the middle. Let's go with number 2.
Number 2. Okay. This is a pretty interesting one. Waiting in the context of dating.
Yeah, that's definitely a struggle. I don't know if the struggle is, the struggle is real. I'll say the struggle is real, but I'm also keep it real and just say that a lot of times people just need to pump their brakes. People, like I said, that book, Waiting and Dating, the first word, waiting. You know, waiting comes before dating. And until people understand that, then they're setting themselves up for failure. Or even if they aren't setting themselves up for failure, they're definitely going to be setting themselves up for frustration at the very least. So I would say, for me, waiting has been one of the best things that I've ever learned when it comes to dating. And especially when you talk about doing it from a biblical perspective, making sure you're doing it in a manner that's pleasing to God. I think that he does want us to wait. You know, one of the things that we know that love is patient. One of the things that we know is a part of the fruit of the Spirit is patience or long suffering. So I believe that if waiting isn't a part of our makeup, our build, if it's not something that we are programmed to do, then we're definitely going to be setting ourselves up for some frustration because we're likely to rush into dates. We're likely to rush into relationships. And ultimately, it can end up in rushing us into a marriage that we shouldn't be in.
That's so real. Well, Jay, thanks for playing with us.
I hope I didn't mess up your flow.
No.
Just let the Christover Culture listeners know that, you know, I got to keep it a beam with y'all. Sometimes I miss the mark.
No, this is real. Like, and we are real on this show. This is a safe space. And that's what we try and keep Christover Culture as. Because we mess up. And the thing about it is God loves us no matter what. And we love everybody too. We love you, Jay. And I'm glad that y'all, you know.
I love y'all too.
Right. Thank you. You know, we show grace towards each other and God shows grace towards us. So, no, I appreciate you for being real and transparent because that's what we need, more of that. So, anything you want to leave the Christover Culture listeners with in the context of boundaries and dating, any kind of last thoughts?
Most definitely. I'll leave them with one word and then I'll kind of expound on it. So, I would say alignment. I think ultimately when it comes down to boundaries, the most important thing is alignment. Make sure that you and that person are in alignment when it comes to your beliefs, your convictions, your values. And this is all biblical. If you go to Amos chapter 3, verse 3, it says, do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? So you should always pose that question before you go on a date with someone, before you enter into a relationship, and definitely before you marry someone. Make sure that you're walking with someone who you're in alignment with.
That's fantastic. Well, Jay, please, please, please come back on the show again. It's been a joy having you. Thank you for being transparent. I just can't thank you enough and tell you how much we appreciate you just keeping it real with our Christover Culture listeners.
Oh, man, the pleasure is all mine. I'm grateful to have been extended this opportunity, and I definitely look forward to coming back on if you present that opportunity to me again.
Absolutely. Well, y'all make sure you check out Jay. Jay, let us know how Christover Culture listeners can plug into what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I would say you guys can check out the Right to Real Love Radio podcast. If you're listening to this podcast, then you can pretty much find Right to Real Love wherever you're listening to this, with the exception of your website. So I would say if you're online, you can definitely find the podcast on righttorealove.com. You can find all of the show social media stuff over there, Twitter, Instagram, all of that stuff, as well as hitting us up, listening on iTunes and Stitcher Radio as well.
Yeah, and we can definitely put a link to Right to Real Love Radio on the Christover Culture website, so you will be able to find all of Jay's episodes pretty easily. It's some great stuff over there, and guys doing some amazing stuff, so make sure you check it out.
Oh, yeah, it's all God, man. It ain't me.
Yeah, I say that, too. What is not me? This is all God, for real, y'all. So make sure, and whatever you do, keep Christ first and stay encouraged. Thanks for listening, y'all. This has been Christover Culture.